Hello, and welcome to episode 16, I believe, of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show slash radio broadcast slash internet podcast slash internet broadcast of your host, David Barkley, playing one song from every record in his record collection. That is to say, my record collection. And to begin with, it's a song by the band called Preston School of Industry, which is actually, for some reason, filed under the S section of my record collection. And that is because Preston School of Industry, the man, the message, the madness, is all by one man named Spiral Stairs, also in a band called Pavement. And I remember Preston School of Industry more by that man than by any other symbol. A man that I once met outside of the El Salon. Which was that club? The Casa del Popolo across the street. La Sala Rosa. I met the man outside the Sala Rosa after seeing him play. Amazing set. So hospitable, he offered me a ride to Boston in his van. And I thought about going. If I wasn't so uptight, I would have gone. I didn't want to miss class the next day, so I didn't go. And to this day, I regret it. And I will spend the next three or so minutes regretting it while listening to Whalebone from his double LP, All This Sounds Gas, Preston School of Industry, Spiral Stairs, My Hero.
Thank you.
Well, that is, of course, Susie and the Banshees there with a song called Sleepwalking on the High Wire. From a 12-inch single for the song Wheels on Fire that I picked up at the Mystery Train record store in Gloucester, Massachusetts. Incredible store. Apparently, I sold some records there that Calvin Johnson once bought. That's the rumor. Anyways. And before that, we listened to the amazing Preston School of Industry, Spiral Stairs, A Man That I'll Never Forget. Coming up next here, a band called The Saturday People from an album, self-titled album on Slumberland Records that I never really got into. I wanted to love it, but I never really ended up loving it. It's just another case of one of those, you know, I was probably feeling kind of insecure about myself. Wanted to spend $13 on a new record. Things in Slumberland, you can't go wrong. Well, I did this, I bought it, and I listened to it once, never listened to it again. And that would have been, sometime in 2003, let's say, maybe 2004. The song I'm going to play is Upside Down Girl. Now that I listen to it now for the first time in, 5 years, actually pretty good. So, hey, maybe a revival will happen in my own mind. In my own house, on my own time.
It's been a hard to say, hard to know kind of year. It wasn't real. It's been a wicked day. Surround you.
Rot-a-ding-a-ling, for ringing, ringing, rockets roar a tub of lard today. And all that's left is something else, there is no more to say.
There's no more to say that. There's no more to say. There's no more to say that. There's no more to say. There's no more to say that. There's no more to say. There's no more to say that. There's no more to say. There's no more to say that. There's no more to say. There's no more to say that. There's no more to say. There's no more to say that. There's no more to say.
The Residents there with a song from their Fingerprints album, a song called Tourniquet of Roses. And I remember distinctly buying this from one of my favorite record stores in the world, Ditch Records, Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. One of their employees, you know, most record stores, like, they're either like old guys who've been collecting all their life, or young guys, young whippersnappers, trying to break the new thing. Well, Ditch had an employee, an older gentleman, who was not, I've never met anyone like him, to be honest, especially at a record store. And he was a huge Residents fan, I think, back in the day, and had grown into this gentle scholar, knowledgeable in all things. And I was in Ditch, you know, maybe on, I think I had already left Victoria, but I was probably visiting it when I went to the trip, to the Ditch trip, and thought I might give the Residents a try. Of course, the band, you've probably seen them, heard about them, but maybe never heard them. And I hadn't. And so I gave them a try, and of course, Laird jumped in there, started recommending me albums left and right. And he finally made me choose out the Fingerprints album, side one being a more conventional song structure of the Residents, side two being their more usual jam-type structures. And so the Residents, in my mind, always closely related to that one afternoon spent with Laird. Great man. My hat's off to you, Laird. And before that, we listened to the Saturday People, you know, on the newer side of things there, Slumberland Records, something I never really caught my eye, but maybe I'll get another chance. I'll get bored enough and give another chance. Coming up next here, episode 17. I believe I introduced this as episode 16. That's just because basically numbers 15 and higher all blend together for me, but episode 17 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. Coming up next, the band Skylark. Looks like a pretty standard kind of, you know, post-psych country 70s keyboard-driven rock band on a major label. And that it is. So why did I buy this? Well, the keyboardist who is driving this post-psych country rock is none other than the famous producer David Foster, who he's a Canadian, and I think he's like a guy who produces like Cher and Celine Dion and stuff. Well, this was his first band. He played keyboards in this band, you know, moved to LA to make it, and here he is making it mid-70s style with a song called What Would I Do Without You.
A worthless girl all over town. You found something in me no man has ever found. Alone and lost with no pride, you gave me strength. Thank you.
Song there by a band called Les Sultans from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, 1965. La Poupée qui fait non. And I bought this record in the 10th grade. I was on an exchange to Quebec City. I was living in Quebec City for 3 months. And I remember buying this, and my host mother, that's right, my host mother, saw me with this record and started singing the song La Poupée qui fait non, deeply impacting her childhood. Also deeply impacting mine. That was a great trip. I bought many great records and had many great experiences. Fun times all around. And that song, this record, will always be so strongly linked to that time in my life. And that's why I'm talking about it now on A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show where I just talk about myself for an hour on the internet radio station KSDT from the University of California, San Diego, every Wednesday, and on the web at selfarchive.blogspot.com. Coming up next, a record that I bought in Montreal, but not a band from Montreal. No, it's the soft prog band, the Straubs, and their album Hero and Heroine that I bought from the infamous Junk Barn. Ask me about it someday. I've talked about it in other episodes to death. But I went there with my good friend Greg Ellerman, who had a nascent respect and love and hunger for prog. And I, of course, was more into the soft pop and psych. And he made me buy this Straubs record. And I was game. It's got a beautiful dove on the cover. I was game. I went for it. And here we are now, listening to it. And I'm thinking of him. The times we had going to the Junk Barn. This is the Straubs with Out in the Cold.
Thank you. to rain. I sucked on your breasts, your legs opened wide. I could scarcely believe all the pleasures inside. But now I know how it feels to be yours. I'm in the car. Whoever believed in astrological signs, under my eyes your name burns in the lines. Oh, now I know how it feels to be old. Out in the cold. Out in the cold.
Getting so much higher, my soul is burning inside, yeah. That flame is turning to a fire, just like the change in the tide.
The Squires there with a song called Going All the Way, and amazing, amazing little track. This was a Christmas gift from my brother. The reason he gave me this random Crypt Records reissue of a band from God knows where that never was successful at all was because of a little song called Winnipeg 64 by a band called The Evaporators, which sadly you will not hear on this program because it never came out on LP. It came out on 7-inch. And of course, here I only play LPs, no other sizes. The jury's still out on 10-inches. Haven't decided on that yet. But in the song Winnipeg 64, Nardwuar the Human Serviette from The Evaporators sings about a band called The Squires, which I believe Neil Young was possibly in. I'm not exactly sure. He sings about all these Winnipeg 1964 classic bands. And there's this amazing part. He freaks out about The Squires, and my brother and I both love The Evaporators, Nardwuar, and that song. And so one year for Christmas, he gave me a copy of this record by another band called The Squires, also probably a band in 64, although that song sounds a little bit later. And there you go. That's the reason we're listening to that record right now. Before that, we listened to the Straubs, Little Prague. That was actually the least Prague song on the album. Pretty crappy, though. So thank God we had the Squires to clean our ears after that. Coming up next, Paul Simon's Graceland, an album that I actually had on cassette when I was a young, young child. And I remember distinctly at New Year's Day, my family always used to host a hike up the mountain that we live the side on the side of. And, you know, these family friends would come over that I hardly knew their children. And one of the children was Brennan Pieoveson. And we bonded over Paul Simon's Graceland. He liked it a lot more than I did, but I had the tape. And we later became fast friends, and when I was in grade 11, Mike Davis ran over Brendan Pieoveson in the motorboat in a horrible boating accident, what can only be described as a horrible boating accident. And we remained friends afterwards, but of course, I haven't really talked to him much since. A few times. I think he's a lawyer now. But I actually did not. This is not my original copy. This is an LP copy. I originally had this on tape, but I did once buy this only a few years ago from the amazing Record Surplus on Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles, California, USA, for $1.85. What an amazing store. I left the price sticker on because it's such a great deal. Even though this is a different format, every time I listen to Graceland, still makes me think of Brendan Pieoveson. And that fateful day, that fateful New Year's Day, we listened to it in my room on cassette. Graceland.
Trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow.
The amazingly named Sex Clark 5 from Huntsville, Alabama. An album from 1989 called Battle of the Sex Clark 5. And a song called Satellite Beach, a band that never really made it, but apparently John Peel played them once. And let's admit it, their name is hilarious enough that I bought the record and quite enjoyed it a few times. I think I bought this from Rasputin's in Palo Alto, California, and, you know, I've played it a handful of times. Sort of a power pop, stripped down power pop album. Not so bad. And before that, we listened to Graceland. Graceland from Graceland by Paul Simon, featuring Memories of Brendan P. Ovison. Coming up next here, another classic in my life. Rewind it back to first year undergrad. Well, actually, a little further than that. That's when I bought the record. In grade 12, I remember listening to CFUV 101.9 FM, Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Tuesday evenings, there was the film show where they played music from films only. And he did movie reviews as well. And the man's name I forget, but I'm willing to bet that he still does his show. And I'm also willing to bet that his time slot hasn't changed. James something, I think. Check that out, if you will. But I remember listening to his show once and hearing him play Sun Ra's Space is the Place. And, of course, my mind being blown. And seeking it out, and then a year later, being at the University McGill in the music library, finding a copy of the film Space is the Place and watching it in the screening room, thinking, university truly is a utopia. It truly is a place where we can just learn and explore whatever we want. How amazing! A screening room where I can watch Space is the Place by myself. And, you know, that was a short little love affair, and of course I still, you know, still like the Sun Ra. Who can't like the Sun Ra? And so, here we go, from the album Concert for Comet Kututek, the song itself, a live version, Space is the Place.
Open up the doors of the outer space and open the air and sea. Open up the doors of the outer space and open the air.
Space is the place. is happening in the world.
Sun Ra doing Space is the Place live concert for Comet Kudutek. And yes, that is the end of episode 17 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. Many memories unlocked, many, many times relived, and many experiences passed on to you. Thank you for listening, and have a good week.